91X News.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy at 2 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rinkema with 91X News. Quincy West OPP responded to an armed robbery last night around 9 p.m. A male reportedly entered the Dundas Street East Subway restaurant in Trenton, demanded money from the cash register with a weapon. The man is described as about 5'5", 130 pounds, wearing black pants and a black jacket. No injuries were reported. OPP Special Services, Crime Canine, Forensic Identification, Victim Services, and the Emergency Response Team are all involved in the investigation. Anyone with information is asked to call OPP or Crime Stoppers. Quincy West OPP also responded to a single vehicle accident at Grills Road in Sydney Ward last night around 10:30. The vehicle reportedly crossed into oncoming traffic, striking the fence and then overcorrected coming back on the highway. OPP was in the area, stopped the vehicle and arrested 50-year-old James Carswell from Belleville. He was charged with impaired driving and possession of a controlled substance and will appear in court next month. And the shoes that Terry Lynn McClintock says she wore when Victoria Stafford was killed were the focus today at the first-degree murder trial of McClintock's former boyfriend. Allison Jones has the details.
McClintock testified earlier at Michael Rafferty's trial that after Tori was killed north of Guelph, Ontario, he instructed her to throw her shoes out the window on a side road. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. A woman who lives in the area testified today that she found a pair of white basketball shoes with blue trim while she was taking a walk on Side Road 6. Lillian Metcalf says she took the shoes home and washed them, intending to donate them to Goodwill. A few weeks later, she gave them to police, and McClintock later identified them as hers. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press, London, Ontario.
Provincial police officers will be taking part in a training scenario in the Picton area tomorrow. Police say the training will take place around the Loxloy Holdings facility on County Road 22. Area residents are warned to expect some temporary road closures in the area. The training begins at 9 and is expected to go until about noon. Tactical response, emergency response, uniformed and plain clothes officers will be taking part in the exercise. And unions are fuming at an Ontario budget plan to legislate a 2-year wage freeze for 1 million public sector workers if they won't negotiate contracts without pay hikes. QP Ontario President Fred Hahn says the Liberals are playing on anti-union sentiments.
It's clear that what they're trying to do is play on public sentiment. And it's, you know, it's like this budget is about the Liberals giving up hope for the future and instead trading on some kind of mean-spirited sort of sense, right?
Sid Ryan is the president of the Ontario Federation of Labour. He calls the government's threat to legislate a 2-year pay freeze a slap in the face to the very people that helped elect the Liberals. With the legal system giving the green light to brothels, a Toronto councillor is hoping to get a red light. Giorgio Mammoliti called for the city to take on the idea during his mayoral campaign in 2010 and says now is the perfect time to bring it to debate. He says there should be studies done to zone a specific area for prostitution so as not to interfere with residential life. A year ago, he proposed Toronto Island as the perfect place to centralize prostitution. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatero of 91X Sports. There are four Canadian teams in action, with one having huge playoff implications. The Calgary Flames host the LA Kings. Los Angeles is coming off a 1-0 shutout in their last game. Drew Doughty's Kings are currently second last in team scoring in the entire NHL. LA is currently 1 point out of a playoff spot with a game in hand on the 10th place Calgary Flames. In other action on the frozen pond, the Jets are on their last legs in hopes of playing postseason hockey and host the first place New York Rangers. The Canucks host the Avalanche. The Stars, currently in second place in the Pacific Division, but only by 1 point, head to the City of Champions to battle the Oilers. Detroit looks to sweep the home and home with the Jackets. And finally, a Pacific Division matchup with the Sharks and Ducks. If you're a fan of basketball, then tonight is the day for you. 10 games will be thrown upon us in the association tonight, including Amir Johnson and the Toronto Raptors hosting Ty Lawson and the Nuggets. Other notable action on the hardwood, the Pistons are set to battle the Lonely Cavs. Minnesota beast Kevin Love brings his T-Wolves into Charlotte to get it on with the league-worst Bobcats. Love currently leads the league in double-doubles this season. Celtics try to hold down 7th place in the East as they take on the Utah Jazz. Also, Tony Parker and the Spurs put their modest 5-game winning streak on the line as they travel to California and entertain Sacramento. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rinkema of 91X Weather.
Today, increasing cloudiness as we go on in the afternoon with the wind gusting up to 50 kilometers per hour and a high of 15 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a low of +3. For Thursday, clearing late in the morning and a high of 8. And for Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of +5. Right now, it's 12 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema with Dan Canatero, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of New Music Mondays, all Monday long on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.